And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Lots of good stuff in the first hour. If you missed it, all available on our website, ESPN975.com. Also on Podcast Arena now, which is a very, very cool site.
Very mobile friendly, correct?
Yes, indeed. So I know a lot of people have been asking, how do we get the podcast on mobile?
Well, now, if you don't know, now you know.
Podcast Arena. You can, of course, listen to the show on TuneIn Radio. You can also listen on the ESPN Radio app and the traditional way with your radio.
I like to call it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, terrestrial radio, as they like to call it.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. So I want to talk a little bit about the Astros. You're going to call me crazy.
Okay.
Well, first of all, because I think they're probably going to be a wild card, and I'm okay with that. Would it be the worst thing in the world to be the wild card? And hear me out. And you can tell me I'm stupid. It's just because I had a few beers after I started thinking about this. So it's probably alcohol-infused. A one-game playoff with the Yankees. Because I'm assuming the Jays are going to win that division. I know it's close right now.
But very close. It has been. And they've been flip-flopping all year.
Yeah. But I think the Jays, since the trade deadline, are a better team. So I'm going to say the Jays win that division. Okay. Even if they don't, one-game playoff with the Yankees with Dallas Keuchel, you'd like your chances. Especially if you have it at home. Then you would go play the Royals, which, hey, if you're going to win, you've got to beat that team anyway.
Yeah, they're the best team in the AL.
Would it not be the worst thing in the world to have guys like McHugh and McCullers and whoever you decide to use pitch in Kansas City and then have Keuchel available at home for a pivotal game in that series later on? Now, ideally, you'd love to have him game one, but would it not be, if you get to a game four at home, wouldn't it be, isn't that the guy you'd want?
Here's the problem with the wild card thing, and whether it's the Blue Jays or the Yankees. As it stands now, the separation between those teams, like between the Yankees and the Astros anyway, the Astros are behind the Yankees, which means any wild card game would be a road game, which... I mean, I don't have to tell you about the Astros' road record. They are 27-40 on the road. The Yankees are 40-28 at home. That doesn't bode well. That's why I think home field advantage. I mean,
obviously, it'd be great to win the division. But if you went into that situation with one game with Dallas Keuchel, I think I'd like your chances. I'd like your chances.
Does it change your opinion if you've got one game against or in Toronto? Which, by the way, Toronto, an even better home team.
No, I mean, the bottom line is you're going to be up against it either way. But would that be the worst thing in the world?
I mean, look, it's better than not making the playoffs. So, but it's to me, the difference between the Astros having a legit shot in a playoff run and, you know.
Well, obviously, it's better to win your division and be able to have five games.
Right.
But in a scenario where, hey, for one thing, them making the playoffs is going to be a big deal. I know people might be disappointed because they've been in first all year, and we all still think they're ahead of schedule. But if you got that one-game shot with your best pitcher, with a guy who might be the best pitcher in the American League, and you were able to win, I don't think you're that far up against it considering you would have that guy at a key point of your first-round series.
Now, here's another scenario. And
again, I was drinking. I was just speculating.
Think about this. What if this Rangers-Astros division thing goes down to the wire and you've got to use Keuchel the last game of the regular season?
See, that's where you get into a mess. Because, you know, to me, I'd almost rather not win the division so that I have Keuchel for a playoff game. Yeah.
Boy, that's a risky move.
It is a risky move, but... Yeah, because regardless, you're taking him out, whichever one you do, you're taking him out for probably the first three games of your series.
Yeah.
And maybe that's okay. I don't know. But, yeah, that's one I have to think about a little more.
I still think it's pretty big.
I mean, honestly, I want him to win the division. But I'm also one of those, okay, this isn't, if this doesn't happen, which is not going to surprise me. They're in the middle of a 10-game road trip, and they can't beat the A's right now.
No.
And they give up 10 runs to those guys. This is, you know, and at some point I keep thinking the Rangers are going to cool off because they've done that all year where they've been on these runs. But they've been on an extended run for a while now. So
they've had a good second half of the season.
They really have. And, yeah, so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not going to be shocked if the Astros win the division still because I still think they have another run in them too. But we're also talking about guys, for a lot of these guys have never been there. We're talking about a lot of young guys that, you know, maybe some of them are starting to wear down. You know, the pressure's starting to get to them a little bit. It's natural. I mean, that's why we see so many collapses late in the baseball season. And we see teams blow seven game leads with 2 weeks left because, you know, the pressure gets to them. All of it gets to them. And this is new for most of these guys.
Yep.
So, but I mean, I think it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to be in that scenario, mainly because I'd just be excited that they got in the playoffs. But ideally, you'd want to win the division. Yeah, so you could line up your pitching. You'd like to have a 5-game lead with 3 games to play so that you can set everything up so that you've got Keuchel and then whatever direction you want to go. And right. I'm not even sure Kazmir's a lock for number two right now, the way he's pitching.
Well, especially the way he pitches on the road.
Yeah, and you would have thought he'd pitch better in Oakland since that was his home for a long time, but I'm not so sure you're not back to McHugh as your number two guy, the way he's pitched over the last month. So
we'll see him tonight, right?
Indeed. Getting a lot of
someone asked earlier about what are the odds that the Astros hit the trifecta of Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, and Manager of the Year?
Well, I think two of those are almost locks.
Manager and rookie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Carlos Carrera is
a sure thing.
You know somebody's driving around going, it's not Carrera, it's Correa.
I get it.
We're well aware of that.
Sonny Gray's been pitching fantastic lately. He may be the guy to beat, and David Price has been really impressive too.
I still think Keuchel.
He's in the mix. I think it's a four-horse race, which I thought a while ago, and I really think that Chris Archer is kind of falling out of that race, even though.
And that's why we brought this up a couple weeks ago. I think Keuchel has a very, very slim edge right now, but I do believe that those other guys are all right there with him, and it's going to be determined here over the next month.
Chris Archer strikes out over 11 guys per 9 innings. You know how crazy that number is?
It's amazing.
Silly.
That's a badass little dude.
Oh, man.
But, you know, and again, I think it's when you look at body of work and the fact that the guy never loses at home.
Yeah.
And where this team is right now, I think Keuchel, if people had to vote today, that guy started the All-Star game, so it wouldn't be a shock.
It wouldn't be a shock.
I think most people, I think he would win, but it would be very, very close, and we still have so much more. If he loses his next three starts.
See, I don't think he would win.
See, I do.
I think if it happened today, I think Sonny Gray would be the best guy. I mean, the dude's come up
That might be the best guy, but I don't think that's who would win it. I think Keuchel would win it. I think, especially talking to a couple of guys who cover baseball nationally, they're a lot higher on him than I think people in Houston are.
I mean, it's hard not to be high on the guy. He's a monster. I'd probably have him third right now behind Gray and Price.
Well, I think those are the guys, but I think, you know, I honestly think if people voted right now, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call a bunch of my baseball writer friends who have votes for the Cy Young over the next couple of days and see what they'd say. But I can almost guarantee you Keuchel would be first.
Okay. Looking at other guys, man, if Corey Kluber, that dude gets no run support. He won it last year, but his record is 7-12.
There's
options. I really think, like I said, I'm kind of counting out Chris Archer, even though a lot of his peripheral numbers are so great, but he's 10-8. And when Keuchel, Price, and Gray are all, you know, winning baseball games, it's hard to put him ahead of those guys.
David says Chris Bryant will win Rookie of the Year. Wrong league.
Sorry. National League, American League, different things.
Sorry. Let's grab a phone call. Jason, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Wanted to talk to you a little bit about TV last night. Was curious if you watched the show because Stephen Colbert started his show last night, and so I had What Are the Odds his show lasts longer than Conan O'Brien's because I thought it was too much, too close to what he did on Comedy Central, at least with the opening night. I'll hang up and listen.
I didn't watch it. Listen, I like what they're doing, and I think the Colbert Show could do well, but I really think it's going to be hard for anybody to jump that Kimmel Fallon.
Yeah, those two guys
both do such great shows.
They really do, and they've really established themselves. I haven't watched it yet. I'm sure I will, because the wife loved him on Comedy Central, and so she records. I'm sure she recorded it, and she'll watch it at some point, and I'll probably be around when she does. But I actually watched tennis last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, we had that little free 5K we do, so we sat in the bar, and I watched the tennis, and then went home and watched the recording of Hard Knocks, and by then I was, the Astros were already losing, so I was ready for bed, so I didn't watch it. But, I'm curious about it, because I want to see if it's – because I don't think what he did on Comedy Central will fly on network, but maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Joshua says, what are the odds Jon Snow is a Targaryen? Guys, we're out of season now.
We're out of season. That's like asking a hockey question today. We're not taking hockey questions. We're not taking Game of Thrones questions.
Well, which hockey team is who's going to make the U.S. team for the Worlds coming up? That was a Twitter trend today. Was for that World Hockey Championship.
Really? Yeah. It was trending?
Yes.
Do you have your feed set to Canada?
No, well, I have Canadian stuff on there, but...
Yeah, it's training in Canada, not in Texas.
Team USA, well, it wasn't in Texas, it was nationally.
Okay.
Man, I'm just saying.
We don't care about that nonsense around here, that made-up game.
Get out of here. I love me some hockey, man. I do. Unfortunately, we don't have a team and nobody here cares except for
you.
Except for like eight of us. There's eight of us out there, maybe nine. Speaking of which, did you see that Patrick Kane, it looks like you're working on a settlement?
Yeah, which if I were not guilty, I wouldn't be into making a settlement because that makes people really suspicious. Like, oh yeah, she said I raped her, but then I gave her like $2 million and now she's cool with it. So, I'm totally innocent.
Yeah.
All right.
All charges have been dropped. Okay. Good luck.
All right.
All right, guys. We'll take some more phone calls when we come back next segment, but got to tell you about Quick Weight Loss Center, and you've heard me talk about them for a while, how I lost 50 pounds on Quick Weight Loss and how it's really helped me live a much more active lifestyle. You heard me talking about going and running last night, and boy, it was hot out there, but hey, I was able to get through it, and it's all because I got the weight off. And it was about 2 years ago. I was looking in the mirror, and I was like, man, I do not look good. I need to do something. I tried to lose weight on my own. It didn't work. I went to Quick Weight Loss. They helped me get the weight off. And it's made a huge difference in my life. I look better. I feel better. I'm much more active. And if you're at that spot where I was a couple years ago and you don't know what to do, Quick Weight Loss can help you. Whether it's 20, 40, 100 pounds or more, results are guaranteed. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged meals. And in my case, I wanted to lose the weight so I could exercise. And I know a lot of you guys have been trying. You get out there and you try to work out and you hurt your back or you hurt your knees because you're just too heavy. Well, Quick Weight Loss will help you get the weight off, and then you can start doing those things again. I have not been healthier than I am now in years. And I'm telling you, it makes all the difference in the world. Right now, new special, lose up to 30 pounds, plus get a 30-day program for just $30. And kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions apply. For your free, no-obligation consultation, just drop by one of their 15 Houston locations. And if you're outside of Houston, they've got a home program. So here's what you do. Visit quickweightlosscenter.com. Or better yet, give them a call right now. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what they're about. 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
You're listening to The Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
Classic Chevy Sugarland presents the Barry Warner Minute.
Like many Houstonians, we were blindsided yesterday when word came from the Dominican that Joaquin Andujar died after his long fight with diabetes at age 62. To say he was colorful, a huge understatement. Andujar would bat from either side, shower with his uniform on to wash off the bad karma. He burnt his uniform, gloves, and spikes, just a few of the things that come to mind. In 6 years here, he was an All-Star twice. Traded to the Cardinals in 82, he led the majors with 20 wins in 84, coming back with 21 in 85. At the end of each year, he would collect spikes, gloves, old uniforms from the clubhouse managers and give them to underprivileged kids back home. He was one tough Dominican, charismatic, crazy, silly, and compassionate.
The Barry Warner Minute, presented by Classic Chevy Sugarland. Relax, enjoy the difference.
Barry Warner and General Sales Manager Mark Cullen from Classic Chevy Sugarland, the only Car Pro approved Chevy dealer in the entire Houston metro area. They have done it not once but twice for me, and Mark and his team will help you find new roads in the Chevy of your dreams today. Mark, September means football. What about on the Classic Chevy Sugarland Car World?
Hey, Barry. Well, this week it's early September, and that means it's football season in Texas. And with football season comes Classic Chevrolet's 0% for 72-month event on almost all-new 2015 Chevys in stock. That means your listeners can get 0% for 72 months through September 10th. Great deals, great prices, great service at Classic Chevy in Sugar Land.
Remember, they're the five-time GM Dealer of the Year under the big American flag at Highways 59 and 90. Online at ClassicChevySugarland.com.
Classic Chevrolet. Relax, enjoy the difference.
Houston, what's the best thing about flying out of Hobby? More nonstops coast to coast? That sounds amazing to amazing. All new international nonstops? Hello, tiny umbrella drinks. Looks like the best part about flying out of Hobby is every part. Nonstop coast to coast destinations, new international service. Houston, you have lots of options. Book now at southwest.com.
Service to Mexico, San Jose, Costa Rica, and Belize starts 10-15-50. Service to Montego Bay and Liberia, Costa Rica starts 11-150. Subject to foreign government approval.
Traffic Center, I-45, the Gold Freeway, northbound at El Dorado. Watch for an accident in two right lanes. There's also an accident on the West Loop, 610 northbound at West Park, as well as an accident on the West Sam southbound at Briar Forest. This report is brought to you by Valvoline. Things change as you get older, and the same is true for your car. So Valvoline created Max Life, their best defense against the hidden signs of aging. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. From the Rig Zone, ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Ravens Broncos NFL, 3 p.m. Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number. You know what's coming up tonight on the station? Hustle Town with Craig Shelton and Jason Braddock at 7 o'clock. Just talking to JB out there. Very encouraged by how Jadeveon Clowney looks.
Oh, yeah?
It says he looks stronger and faster and much more explosive.
That's a game changer if he's there and healthy and, you know, he can never meet the expectations that were once on him. But that guy, you see him and J.J. Watt on opposite sides. It's pretty difficult to imagine anybody being able to handle that, especially when you've got a guy like Wilfork in the middle.
Yeah. I hope he's healthy. I want to see that. And plus, all the people who called last year say, well, go to the odds, he's a bust.
Yeah.
Won't hear from them. I'm going to rip through some texts here. I know we're in Texan Nation, but please talk about the Giants. What are the odds the Giants win their division / conference? Well, first off, we've talked about the Giants a lot. We talk about the NFC East a lot. I think it's not a team I'm ever going to rule out. Offensively, I think, especially with those receivers, they should be competitive, but I still think they're probably a little bit behind the Eagles and Cowboys. But I also think they're due for one of their runs where they make the playoffs. But I'm worried about the defense, and I still don't think they've done enough to address the offensive line for about the fourth year in a row.
Yeah.
Let's see. What are the odds the Texans make the playoffs if they're a 500 team when Foster returns? 30%. I think 25 to 30% anyway is pretty much my... Guys, what are the odds my Porkers in Fayetteville can win the West this year? Talking about Arkansas and the SEC West.
Boy. I mean, it's the same thing I say about Aggie.
Yeah.
I think Arkansas is a really good team, but I think they've got the same ceiling and floor that the Aggies do. I think at best they can be the third best team in the division, and at the worst I think they could be the seventh best team in the division.
Yeah, and honestly,
I think there's two tiers of that. I think there's Alabama, Auburn, and then there's everybody else.
Yeah, I think so. I think any one of those teams can, in the right year, jump into that tier. If one of those guys falls back, it happens. But you're going to have everything go right. And it's so funny because I'll hear people from A&M and from Arkansas say, oh, well, TCU and Baylor don't play anybody, and look who all we have to play. Well, if you're going to hoard all the players, if you're going to get all the best players and be in the SEC, that's the trade-off. You can't really whine that, oh, you know what? How about you send some of those five-star guys over to Texas and Oklahoma to make things more competitive over there?
Yeah.
You going to do that? I don't think so. And that's what creates that's what has created so much difference in the competition. I love it, though. Here's a good one. What are the odds that Clowney will have a better career than Mario Williams?
Ooh. I'll go 35%.
I'm going to go 10%, and not because I don't think he can play, but considering he's already missed a year.
That's tough.
And Mario Williams, if you go look at his career, that guy is, he's going to finish with a career worthy of the number one overall pick.
Yeah, there's no question at this point.
And I know people here didn't like him and didn't think he had the impact that he should have had, but when you go and look at it from beginning to end and in his official
You should impact, maybe think about what your expectations were and if maybe they were too crazy.
Well, your expectations were that he was going to be J.J. Watt. Well, that's crazy.
He's not J.J. Watt.
There's only one of those.
Right. But, dude, he's probably going to hit 100 sacks for his career this year.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's a
pretty... The guy is something, man. And honestly, and now this, what will probably piss Texans fan off is he's gotten significantly better since he left. And maybe it's just a matter of scheme or...
I think it's part...
He's playing with a bunch of other really good guys on that defensive line.
Because he only had five games with J.J. Watt where they were in the lineup together before he got hurt.
He had five sacks in those five games.
He did. And I think part of it is the guys he's playing with. Part of it is the scheme.
If they had, and I don't think it was really possible to pay Mario Williams, but if they had done that, they wouldn't have drafted Jadeveon Clowney. Who knows where what the franchise would look like right now. But those two guys would just be monstrous together.
Casey, with all the injuries of the Packers, what are the odds of Vikings win the NFC North? I still think the Packers are the team to beat there. I also think the Lions people are kind of giving up on them too soon because they lost Ndamukong Suh. But I think they're going to be better on offense, and I don't think the defense takes that big of a step back. But I've been on record as saying I love the Vikings this year to be a 9-7 team, maybe 10-6, and maybe sneak into that playoff spot. But the Packers are still, to me, the team to beat. Although,
no question.
Be honest, the Lions were within a game of winning that division last year. Came down to the last week. And I don't think I'm ready to throw out the Lions. And that's just going to be a tough division. It's going to come down to... it's going to come down to a game or two again.
Yeah. I don't think the Bears are great by any means, but if the Bears are the worst team in your division, it's not going to be an easy season.
No, because even when they're not that good, that's a tough place to go play. You're going to have to go play a game there. Every one of those teams is going to have to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And those are not easy games.
I think, I'm trying to think of what divisions don't have a donkey team. And, I mean, if the Bears are the biggest donkey, maybe the AFC East, if the Jets is the same donkey level as the Bears.
I think the Bears are better than the Jets.
I think so, too. What about one of the Raiders? I think the Raiders are going to be better, but I don't think they're a total donkey, but they're still probably not making the playoffs. They probably have very little chance of that. Almost every division has at least one big donkey. The NFC North really doesn't.
No. No, I would say the Bears are probably the biggest, and I don't know what to expect out of them. I don't think they're as bad as they played last year, but I could be wrong about that. Let's try some phone calls. Lonel, you get to lead it off. What's up, man?
What are the odds with this whole Cardale, fail for Cardale thing that's been going on? What are the odds the Browns actually drafted?
I couldn't even understand. Oh, is he talking about Cardale Jones?
Cardale Jones, yeah.
Okay. Boy, you got to get a new plan, bro.
I would just say if he winds up with the Browns, it's the end of his career.
Yeah. I don't know. The Browns are obviously going to be one of several teams that are looking for quarterbacks.
I think the Browns are going to have another bad year.
Cardale as an NFL quarterback?
There's certain guys that I get dubious about Urban Meyer quarterbacks for obvious reasons. I think they're much more productive in college. But he sure has all the – now, I'll be honest. I'm dubious about Art Briles quarterbacks, and I said the same thing about Bryce Petty. He's got the tools I like. He's got the size. He's got a good arm, the mobility for Cardale Jones. He's a terrific player. I just worry – Urban Meyer doesn't he's not worried about preparing guys for the pros. He's worried about winning college football games.
Right.
So I like him, but I don't know that I'm 100% sold. I'd take him over Christian Hackenberg right now.
Yeah, I probably would too.
Let's try Evan. What's up, Evan?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Sports.
Cool. I was wondering, what are the odds that Brian Hoyer finishes the season, assuming he doesn't get hurt?
Assuming he doesn't get hurt, I'll go 75%. Assuming he doesn't get hurt, I just can't believe that Bill O'Brien expects much more than mediocrity out of him, even if he's healthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think last year, when Fitzpatrick started to struggle and they made the move to Mallett, I think the way Mallett responded to his benching, I would bet that leash isn't as short now as it would have been. I think he'll put up with a little more Brian Hoyer than he will Ryan Mallett at this stage. I could be wrong about that. But I say if he stays healthy, I'd say 55% chance he winds up playing the whole year. All right, we'll get some more of your What Are the Odds stuff. There's some good ones out there. You guys are doing great today.
Joseph says, parlay thoughts, and then he lists three games. Don't parlay.
Yeah.
And you're taking all favorites. Don't parlay.
Shame.
Joshua, any prop bets for the Mayweather fight that have value? Obviously, he's winning. Decision.
Yeah.
I mean, Mayweather by decision.
I'm so disinterested in that fight.
I know, I am
so
too.
So disinterested.
I'm curious, Joshua, are you going to buy that fight? Because what is it? It's like $80.
I'm not buying that fight.
I'm asking Joshua. I know you're not. I'm not either. And I'm not even going to go to the place that I usually watch the fights because I don't care. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A friend of mine just texted me that the Steelers are up to 7.5. I'm going to go pounce on that because I've got the Patriots -1.
Okay.
And I'm just going to hit the same bet now on the Steelers +7.5. If I middle that sucker and catch them both, which I think is a possibility. I think it's going to be a close game. And if I wind up just hitting one, oh well. Just, one of those things. I'm out there battling.
Out there battling. Well, good luck to you, sir. God, I'm so excited. That's tomorrow, Fred.
It's tomorrow. That's right.
It's tomorrow. We're going to be there in front of our TVs.
Exactly.
Watching football.
With a beer. Enjoying life.
Pop something nice tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to celebrate. Absolutely. Yeah. Somebody asked, what are the odds Gunnar Kiel is a first-round pick? That's a guy to keep an eye on this year. And I don't want to get into, let's start speculating who the quarterbacks are going to be, but because they haven't even played a game yet.
Right.
But we're all assuming the Texans are going to be in the market for a quarterback because they are every year. But the top five right now, as of September 3rd, according to CBS Sports thing, which we usually use for rankings like this, Connor Cook, Jared Goff, Who I like that guy.
I like him a lot. I
don't like guys coming out of that system, but he's 6'4". He's got an arm. I mean,
I like
that's
him, man.
Cardale Jones, Christian Hackenberg, Gunnar Kiel. Kiel is a guy to keep an eye on because he was a number one recruit at one point. He's bounced around all over the place. He's found a home in Cincinnati. He's played really well. Good size, good arm. I think his stock could go up.
I'll be a sucker for saying this, but I wish Cody Kessler was 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, I agree. I like him a lot, but he's like barely 6 foot.
I don't like his size.
He's Manziel-ish.
I'm almost glad he's short because it keeps me from falling in love with another crappy USC quarterback in the NFL. So
yeah, exactly.
Although I did stand strong by my man Carson Palmer, and he's finally rewarding me. I mean, several years ago, you thought Carson Palmer was trash. I think we're kind of meeting in the middle somewhere.
You
still think he's trash?
I don't think he's trash, but okay. I don't think – I'll tell you what I've always said about him is, at this stage of his career, if he hadn't gotten hurt, if his knee hadn't gotten blown
up – He could have maybe been something.
I think he would have been a lot better than anticipated him being. But now I think he's a solid quarterback, but he'll never be great.
No, he'll never be great. I don't think he's a Super Bowl-type quarterback, but he's a good player.
Joe, what are the odds Cam Chancellor plays this season?
Oh, man, Cam Chancellor doesn't got it like that where I feel like he can just, say, F that money, I don't need it.
I may try that, going to Mr. Gowan and say, I know I just agreed to a new contract, but I want more money or else I'm just not showing up. You think that would work?
No.
Probably not. Okay. We'll put Raheel in there. Tommy says, I need a sure NFL win this week, any team. Come on, guys. There's no sure things. There's only the best possible percentages.
Right.
I think if you're looking for a team most likely to win, I'll take the Packers.
Just a heads up, most likely to win, yeah.
Yeah. But against the spread,
All I'll say is,
I'll tell you what, I do the games I'm looking at, I like the Jets against the Browns. I like Minnesota against San Francisco, like it, don't love it, and I'm leaning Cardinals against the Saints.
Okay.
But that's and those aren't for sure plays yet. That's just kind of where I'm leaning here week one.
The stuff I have written down right now, I have Chiefs plus one written down.
Down to one?
Yeah. Hmm. Zona minus 2.5. St. Louis plus 4 against Seattle. And Oakland plus 3.5.
Yeah, I Kansas City's one I'm looking at too. Let's grab a phone call. Richard. What is up, Richard?
Hey guys, sports.
Sports.
I know I'm like one of the only Denver fans in Houston probably, but I'm kind of concerned about Peyton Manning's fingertips. Do you guys foresee that being a problem? I guess what are the odds that becomes a bigger problem during the season? Appreciate it.
I've got plenty of concerns about Peyton Manning in general. I don't know if fingertips are any more of a concern than neck or arm strength or whatever.
But they're all related.
Are they?
Yes.
The neck bone's connected to the fingertip bone?
Well, no, if you've got neck problems, honestly, I still have this from my shoulder surgery. I don't have feeling in the tips of my fingers.
Okay.
And it's never coming back. Well, that's because of the shoulder surgery. And if you've got neck and nerve problems, that can do that. And it can affect how I don't have to throw a ball left-handed, fortunately. But if I did, I think it would affect it. But more importantly, I just think what you need to be concerned about is, do you get Peyton from the first half of the season? Or do you get Peyton from the second half of the season? Is that what Peyton is now? And if it is, your team's not very good.
No.
And how is Peyton going to mesh with Gary Kubiak? That just never struck me as a marriage that's going to work very well. And people in Denver love Gary Kubiak. It's just like people loved Wade Phillips coming home here. It's because he's a local guy. He's their guy. But I'm telling you, a guy can't coach.
Yeah.
He's a very average coach. And I just don't know if that's going to work. That's what I'd be concerned about. Now, if Peyton is Peyton, that doesn't matter. They'll be fine. They'll run the ball more. Defense will play better because of it. And they'll be pretty good. But if Peyton's not Peyton, if Peyton's the Matt Schaub that we saw 2 years ago, God forbid if he's fallen to that point.
Right.
And I don't see the same zip on the ball from him. He never had a cannon for an arm. He's always had a good arm. But if that's what happens, well, we've seen that act here in Houston. We've seen what happens real fast with that team. So we'll see. Let's try Matt real quick. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Sports.
What are the odds that the Texans defense keeps Jamaal Charles out of the top 10 on fantasy running backs?
What are the odds that Jamaal Charles what?
That the Texans defense keeps Jamaal Charles from scoring in the top 10 running backs.
Man, I wouldn't bet against him. I would probably list Jamaal Charles as an RB1 for this week. So I'll go probably 20%.
I think I don't know what the Texans defense is going to look like. And obviously the first thing they're going to want to do is stop Jamaal Charles, but that's what everybody tries to stop
Jamaal Charles. That's everybody's game plan when they play the Chiefs is stop Jamaal Charles.
And then make Alex Smith beat you. And usually if Alex Smith is playing well, Chiefs win.
Yeah.
But
Jamaal Charles is, I don't know if I agree with what he said about being the LeBron James of the NFL.
Yeah.
But he is a special player. There's no doubt. He's one of the three or four best running backs in football. So I have a hard time saying he'll finish outside the top 10.
He's one of those guys that he'll go 3 yards, he'll go 3 yards, then he goes 35.
Yeah.
And if you can limit those, I still can't see him getting less than 90 yards in this game.
Yeah.
And I mean, that would be a bad game. It's probably 22 carries to get those 90 yards. And that's going to be top 10 because most of these teams are still splitting running backs. So 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. And I can't wait for tomorrow because looking forward to NFL. I said this yesterday. This is my favorite sports week of the year because now we're into week 2 of college football. We're into week 1 of the NFL. We're essentially going to have football every single night in some form or fashion now. And I can't wait. So it's going to be great. But the cool thing about it is, if I don't win my bets and I'm upset, I'm still going
to
sleep well.
Cry yourself to sleep.
You know what? I'm going to sleep well, and that's because of Texas Mattress Makers. Go on the offensive when you get your bed made for you at Texas Mattress Makers. Nothing beats getting custom fitted for the right bed to give you the most sleep. Be proactive and take care of you, your joints, your back. They've all taken a beating. And the cool thing is the experts at Texas Mattress Makers are going to put you on a mattress that's going to be perfect for you. If you've got back problems or shoulder problems and you don't sleep well and you're rolling around all the time, they're going to custom fit a mattress for you. And they're going to find out how you sleep, and they are going to help you sleep better. They ask how you're sleeping, not what your budget is when you visit. And that's a cool thing. Now, not only are they going to custom fit a bed for you, they're going to put you on a perfect bed that's going to help you sleep better. By the way, beds that are made with just incredible care and incredible quality. I've seen how they do them in the whole process, man. And this is all American products, great stuff. But the best part about it is you're going to save at least 50% guaranteed over what you would spend if you went to a retail store. You could go to a retail store, spend a bunch of money for a mattress. It's maybe not custom fitted. They might have even bought it from Texas Mattress Makers, and you're paying that much more. Why do that? Go visit Yuval and the gang over there. Tell them I sent you. I promise you they're going to make you a great deal. They take care of the Blitzers. And I hear all the time from people who went to Texas Mattress Makers, and they all say the same thing. Man, they took care of me. They got me a great bed. I'm sleeping better. They can do it for you. If you're in the market, now is the time. Visit them at 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation today. Better sleep at factory prices. Tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com. And we are back on the Blitz. What do I know that song from? I think it's like on
It was on Madden.
Okay, that's why. I do like that. The Dynamo continue their 10th season Saturday, September 12th at BBVA Compass Stadium against Real Salt Lake. The Dynamo are still in the playoff race, and every game counts. Saturday is Hispanic Heritage Night presented by Bud Light. Tickets are still available at HoustonDynamo.com. Go Orange. Go check them out. Do I have tickets to give away later when we do Moron of the Week?
Yes, you do.
I've got Real Salt Lake tickets. I've got 2 of them. I've got and an Arts and Drafts Beer Festival. So everybody's going to win, but somebody's going to get first choice.
That's right.
That's a pretty good morons. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
This Ashley Madison hack has been the gift that keeps on giving. Well, considering that most of the, there were only like 12,000 active women, the rest of them were guys. So you got to figure that these aren't the smartest guys in the world because they've been taken in by this,
right?
Well, how about the top 20 passwords used on Ashley Madison?
Oh, boy. What would your password be if you had an Ashley Madison account?
It's a good question. It would probably be, it would be something totally obscure.
Mine would be my wife's name for sure.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. It's a good call. Jong, what would yours be?
Oh, wait, probably the same password I use for everything else.
No, I wouldn't do that. No. No, it would be something like Cougar Hunter.
Oh, God.
Cougar Hunter 140. All right, here's your number one most used password on Ashley Madison. 123456.
See, I will say this though. I think a lot of these are made up.
Well, I think
things because like,
well, we said there's only 12,000 active women, so a bunch of them are bots,
right?
So that would be a common password.
And when they were looking up who from what organizations had the most. Had the most subscribers, and they did like NBC, CBS, Fox, and right. all those. ABC was, they couldn't calculate it because so many people's email address was ABC, ABCDEFG
right.
at whatever.
Number two, password.
Not wise, guys.
Number three, a variation on the first one. 12345.
Oh.
And number four is 12345678. All right, now we get into some interesting ones. Number five, QWERTY.
What is that?
QWERTY.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, basically going straight across on your keyboard. Number six, I don't think I can say this on air. Word for cat that rhymes with wussy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't say that on air, can I, John?
Depends on what you're referencing to.
Well, you're talking about a pussycat.
Yeah. Okay.
The Pussycat Dolls, my favorite. Yes. My favorite band.
Minus the cat and the dolls.
Right.
Number seven, secret. Number eight.
These are terrible.
Dragon. What the hell?
That's something that I think Fred would use.
Yeah, I probably would.
He would use Dragon QWERTY.
Number nine.
Anti-dragon.
Hentai Dragon, that's it. Oh, I've got it. Hentai Dragon, that's going to be my screen name on Ashley Madison. Number nine, welcome.
Okay.
Number 10, ginger. Number 11, Sparky.
Sparky?
I guess that's what guys name their little fella.
All right.
Number 12, help me. Number 13, I know I can't say, but rhymes with... Crow Mob. That's number 13.
Crow Mob?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah. Took you a second there.
Like the Redskins GM's wife?
Accused of...
The ESPN reporter of giving out.
Right.
Number 14, Nicole.
The name?
The name Nicole.
All right.
Number 15, if you're a Bieber fan, Justin. This is just weird. Number 16, Camaro.
That is a weird one.
This one makes sense. Number 17, Johnson. And another one that out of nowhere. Number
Sparky 8, Johnson.
Sparky Johnson.
Dragon QWERTY.
See, that's what we need to be doing is combos. Like number 18 is Yamaha. How about Yamaha Dragon?
All right.
Kind of works, right? Number 19, Midnight. And number 20... Chris? C-H-R-I-S. Chris. Right. So those are your top 20 passwords on Ashley Madison. So now, just a suggestion.
Originality matters. Although, I guess if you're going to have a stupid password, more people would have stupid passwords than...
Exactly. But, hey, if you're thinking that your spouse was on there and you want to crack their account, you now have 20 passwords you can try. I like your chances. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day. Twitter Jesse says, can you explain the half point on the spread? So if a game is 3.5 points, let's say, for instance, Who's a 3.5 point or 2.5 points?
Yeah.
The Cardinals are 2.5 point favorites against the Saints this weekend.
Right.
So if they win by more than 2.5 points, for instance, three, then that 2.5 is a winner. If they win by less than 2.5 points, for instance, two, or if they lose the game, that's a losing bet. So that's where the half point comes in. It prevents pushing and, you know.
And you know what? People always say, is that a dumb question? And no, it's not, because I know a lot of you guys don't follow it that closely. And, you know, in the soon-to-be-released audiobook, we break that down and explain it for you so that, you know. But the idea is what Vegas is trying to do is get people to bet both ways. So they're trying to come up with a line, a number, that will get action on both sides. And essentially, if it's a 2.5 point spread, that means that Arizona is starting in a 2.5 point deficit. That's what the minus 2.5 means. It means your Saints are up 2.5-0 in gambling terms. So they put that half point there because it usually guarantees a winner, because you can't have a half point.
Right.
So anyway, and that's something I always look for, man. Those halves when it jumps, like Steelers going to 7.5 outside of a touchdown. A scoring number, which is one of the things we talk about in there, that's when your value changes. And sometimes it's just about pure value.
Yeah.
That 7.5, you know, Steelers plus 7.5, if it goes to 6.5, if you think it's a 7 point spread, is perfect. Well, if it were 6.5, you might go the other way. Sometimes it doesn't matter who the team is, it's just about where your value is. So anyway, hope that answers it for you. All right.
Tell the people about FanDuel, Fred.
I am going to tell people about
FanDuel.
They need
to know. They need to know.
Because a regular season starts tomorrow, man. And now's your chance to get in on FanDuel. I don't know about you, but I'm excited for fantasy football as much as anything, and especially FanDuel, the leader in one-week fantasy football with more winners and more payouts than any other site. They're paying out over $75 million a week this football season. And it's great. Building a team is easy. You just pick your players. You stay under the salary cap. You sit back on Sunday and you watch your team win. Entry fees start at just $1. But if you want to play for $5, we've got a league all set up for you. FanDuel.com/Faur, F-A-O-U-R. Go there now. Get signed up. You're going to be playing against other blitzers. If you want to be champion blitzer for the week, this is your chance. Plus, you just want to be able to say you beat me, right? And win real money. Right now, I think it's paying over $200 if you win the league for a $5 investment. So jump on in. We're going to have fun with this. The actual league doesn't start until Sunday, so it's not going to include the Thursday night game. But wanted to give people a little more time to sign up. But it's filling up fast, so make sure you get in. Go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use my code FAUR, and sign up now if you're not already on FanDuel. And it's very simple, F-A-O-U-R. What they're going to do for new users, for every dollar you deposit, they're going to match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use my code FAUR today. Don't forget to use the code F-A-O-U-R. And if you're already on FanDuel, just go to FanDuel.com/FAUR, log in, sign up for the league, and we're playing.